Thank you for your Holy Ghost. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. Most of all, I thank you for your power that you have let me experience to know that's in your love this evening. How many believe today there is saving power? There is healing power. How many know there's divine power? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Power! Come on, have a praise him a little while longer.
shop and pick up your VCR and take it home and play it for cassette tape. If you commit to your video, I want you. When you feel the service, I want you to remember that we did it all in the name of Jesus. Anybody know anything about the name? What it brings joy to my heart.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's right at about 9 minutes after the hour. I want to thank you again for locking in. We've got the very best in gospel music right here for you today. And those of you, tell a neighbor, tell a friend to lock in right here. 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Joining us on our website at nfiradio.com or join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or you can bump us at our email that's itbelongstogod@yahoo.com. itbelongstogod@yahoo.com. All small caps, please. Look, I want to thank you so much. We are an international network where you can log in anywhere in the world, so feel free to even call us at 347-215-8049. All right, well, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music right here from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Jesus, you're all I need. Everybody say,
Jesus, you're all I need.
Center all I need.
Father, don't it's on me through the air, oh, Lord, heavenly mighty good doctor. I need the heart system, heart regulator. Yes, I need you early in the morning. I need you day and night. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, Lord, it's for me to be.
We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
Lord, you've been my friend.
Lord, I just want to thank you for being there.
You've been my friend. got a drill. It's the B.O.B. bounce. And it's about to get real.
Let's go.
It's about to get real.
Thank you.
27 minutes after the hour, and we are having a church, huh? All right. Look, again, want to thank you so much for catching the waves. Got more coming your way right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one gorgeous and contemporary Christian station in the world. Want to send a shout-out to those of you out in Jersey. That's right, New Jersey. Guys, you are welcome. You are certainly welcome, and we thank you for calling in to let us know that you're locking in there in Jersey. And also want to send a shout-out to Philadelphia, huh? We want to thank you also. And also want to send a shout-out to those of you in Kansas City. Kansas City, look, we love you. Appreciate every kind word that you share. And those of you, look, if you want to make a comment and send us a comment, you can go to our website at nfiradio.com. And in that website, you'll see comments. And you can post your comment right there under our website. All right, well, it's a beautiful day. And those of you, look, I said it many times, numerous times, those of you that lock in, you know, one of the most important things we as Christians, we have to stay focused. We can't get caught up with the affairs of this world, because if we do, hello somebody, you're going to miss out on what God has for you. And how many know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us love, power, and a sound mind that we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. So stand up, speak out, and lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is that King of glory? The Lord Almighty, strong in battle. So look, put on the whole armor of God that you can stand against the wiles of the enemy. All right, well, look, again, thank you. My pleasure. Want to remind you to be sure to catch the wave on our NFI television broadcast every Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24. Don't miss out on it. All right, we're going to do this, and we're going to continue with more great gospel music. Thank you again for catching the wave, your number one quartet at contemporary Christian station in the world.
the sweetest name.
And I know, oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name.
Say that I know. Say something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
Say something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
It is the sweetest name I know. It is the
sweetest name
that I know. Say, somebody say, oh.
That will never be destroyed.
Raise it up.
His kingdom is one
that will
be destroyed. Check. One more time, say,
and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
And his kingdom is
one that will never be destroyed.
You don't have to worry. He's not going anywhere. His kingdom, that will never. One more time, say.
And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
I feel a shift.
Atmospheres like this because of the potential for what God can do. See, because it's the difference between entitlement and expectation. Let me help you. Entitlement says all I've got to do is get to the space and what I need is automatic. Entitlement says, God, I need it. Expectation says, I expect that God is going to respond to me. Expectation says, God, I need you. And what we know is that expectation breeds gratitude. And once gratitude is in the room, here comes praise. And once praise is in the room, here comes worship. And God inhabits the praises of his people. So come on, Zion, lift your voice. Praise the name of our God. Invite him in. Put a requirement in the room. Put a requirement in the room. You got to show up, God. If I praise you, you got to show up. Hallelujah. If I magnify you, you got to show up. And I cannot about shout that at about God. God is not showing up for need. He's showing up for praise. He's not inhabiting your need. He's inhabiting your praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Long before I get all God got, I want him to get all that I got. So empty yourself of every thought, every distraction, every fear, everything that's on your mind aside from giving the Lord some praise. And let's tear the roof off this sucker. We worship you, Adonai. We magnify you, O King of Kings. We give you glory. We give you glory. Act like you know. Act like you know to be a healer and a deliverer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second of all, God, we're not inviting you into the cluttered spaces of our mind. We know that you inhabit praise. And even if you read the entire Psalm 22, you'll see mentioned that there were times that I noticed that you answered them, but you ain't answering me. It seems like I'm calling out for you over here, and you ain't answering me. God, what's going on? Even if I'm pointing out what seems to be an indiscretion or a discrepancy in when you show up, I'm going to continue to praise because I know that my part, I know that my be to God. Come on, one last shout, folks. Come on. Command it. Put something in the room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is going must understand. My God is standing right next to you. And when you can't make it, he's gonna see you through. Feel all right, Desmond.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, anyhow. Hey, come on.
These last past years have been hard on me. I've been dealing with sickness in my family. My mama's been real sick. And sometimes we cry, but he brought us this far, so a hallelujah anyhow. Come on, let's sing it, sing it on the mountain, oh let's sing it.
Things don't go your way, right? Hallelujah, hallelujah, somebody help me.
Thank you.
Hey! 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 Hey!
All right. I got you. I hear you. I feel you, huh? Yeah, I know that's right, huh? Well, look, that's Reverend Walter Ellis and the fellas. Did you get that power this morning, huh? Did you feel that power, huh? Do you know you have the power? All right, and before that, oh, my, we are having church, brothers and sisters, and I pray that you've enjoyed thus far. Was the sounds of the one and only Reverend Al Green along with Brother Harvey Watkin Jr. And what about that duet with Reverend Al Green? do they have it going on? What do you think about it, huh? Give us a call, 347-215-8049. Look, I'm having a great time. Pray that you are as well. Want to send a shout-out to Sister Fanny Wilder Brown and everyone in Franklinton, North Carolina. Want to send a shout-out to you, my mom. Want to thank you. God bless you, mother. I love you. And also want to send that shout-out to Wake Forest, North Carolina. You know, there's some good people in Wake Forest, North Carolina. If you didn't know, hello. I want to send a shout-out to Rose. God bless you. Thank you for locking in. I also want to send a shout-out to Brother Jeff Brooks out in Henderson, North Carolina. Pastor Carol Porter in Zebulon, North Carolina. I could go on and on and on. Look, want to remind you to be sure to catch the wave right here with all these awesome men and women of God preaching and teaching the Word of God. And you can join them right here Monday through Thursdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. and on Sundays at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. All these awesome men and women of God coming forth, preaching, teaching the word of God, line upon line and precept upon precept. Don't forget, hello, what I shared with you. All right, let's do it. I'm ready, huh? We've got it for you, and we're going to do it for you. Right at the top of the hour, all right, let's take a pause for the call for the station ID, and when we come back, it's the sounds of the late great. Many of you know him. Haven't forgotten him, have you? It's Pastor Sean Jones and the True Believers right after this.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music and catch the wave on the NFI.
Growing up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for me. Now I'm a grown man living on my own. I can truly say Jesus, he ain't
Jones, Jesus will always be there for mine. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometimes I lift my hand and say, Jesus, he ain't never, he ain't never left me alone. Can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending
on you. Just let's go and drive this thing, can't sing it long, but let's just tell it, I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending,
I'm depending.
When my money gets funny,
I'm depending.
When my chains get strange,
I'm depending.
When my friends get few, don't know what to do. I done found somebody I can lean on. Found somebody I can lean on. And y'all may wanna know who I'm leaning on.
lovely name. My burden gets lighter. My day gets brighter. Something happens when I call him.
In your right now, let me hear you see it. Let me hear you see it. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all don't hear me out there. Thank you, Jesus. I wonder right now, can I get a witness out there? That's enough for yourself. That God will make a way out of no way tonight. Can I get a witness here tonight? Can I get a witness out there tonight? Won't God make a way for you? Won't God make a way for you? Why don't you see it? Why don't you see it? Thank you, Jesus. Wow! My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Listen. Ain't it
sweet,
my Lord,
to know.
Ain't the Lord sweet tonight? I said, ain't the Lord sweet tonight?
I know it was Jesus.
The Bible said it. The Bible said it.
19 minutes after the hour. I'm going to call on him. I don't know about you, but he may not come when you want him. But he's always on time. Huh? You're catching the wave. That's Reverend Jarrell Small. And we've got more just like that coming your way right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, we are right at about 19 minutes after the hour on a beautiful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you so much for catching the wave. Want to send a shout out to a good friend. He's out in Goldsboro, North Carolina, Pastor Norman Simmons and the family. God bless you, Pastor Norman Simmons. God bless you. Awesome preacher, teacher, man of God. Met him years ago, and he's still doing some great things there in Goldsboro, North Carolina. All right, well, look, got more music coming your way. Again, those of you having a birthday on today, want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right, we all here from the NFI Studios and the entire NFI team want to wish you a happy birthday on today. Pray you have many, many more. All right, there's a lot going on around the world, and those of you, you know, are you ready for another stimulus check? I know somebody said, yeah, amen. I know I could use another one. Well, I don't know what's going on with that. But there right now, Pfizer is talking about another shot, huh? Talking about a third shot. What do you think of that, huh? Well, we're going to find out what's going on with that. And we will definitely keep you posted. Those of you said, I'm not taking another one. I'm through with it. I don't want another one. I don't need another one. I just want to have peace, huh? All right. Well, look. Well, just keep on praying and believing, trusting in G-O-D, huh? The God of the Bible. And many of you know who that is, huh? And he gave his only son for you and I that we all may have a right to eternal life. That more than abundantly. All right. Well, look, we're going to continue with more great gospel music. And we've got some surprises for you coming up a little later. So you don't want to go anywhere. Be sure to lock in right here. Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right here from the NFI Studio, Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music.
I'm reminded right now of a story my father told me a long time ago. He said once a Christian woman had a vision, and in this vision, she was carried to heaven. And the angels carried a sight seen in the city. And as they traveled, they came into a room, and in this room were shelves. And on the shelves were bottles. And she asked the angel, what's the meaning of this? The angel said, these are the tears of believers. They have cried in yonder world. She said, well, in that case, I should have some bottles here. He said, well, your name is on the bottle. She began to look around. She said, yes. Here's my name. But why is it in so many places? Said, don't you remember when you were at conviction wall? You repented of your sins. You got so happy, you cried. She said, well, here it is again. He said, don't you remember when you'd been in the church a little while? The very ones that you thought were Christians deceived. They told a lie on you. Your heart got so heavy, and you cried. She said, well, here it is again. He said, well, don't you remember one day you were walking alone? You thought about how your dungeons had been shaken, and the chains of sin had fallen off. You got so happy, and you stood up and cried. No wonder David said in Psalms 56 and the 8th verse, put thou my tears into thy bottle. I'm not worried today. I don't mind shedding a few tears. I don't mind crying.
situations that in. You made some bad choices, too much trust in friends. God would never forsake you like your earthly friends would do. With his love and mercy, he will be right there for you. You're feeling down. What you thought was true love was someone just playing around. I can relate to what you're going through. Cause I've been broken hearted. I've been broken hearted too.
Trying to reach a Monica, Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member at a Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
I'm calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you? I know you paid your tithes, but you also
I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay. Now you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with the bank.
Right. I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay. Now, the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay. Now, ma'am, I know. First of all, I didn't ask you. How's your day going? You doing all right?
My day is fine. How about yours?
Like I said, I'm blessed. Now,
but what is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced. So what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you know, you cost us $30. In bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
I'm Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute, y'all write these checks?
There's a lot of people write
checks. Good.
Well, not,
I don't write bad checks.
Well, why
did one clear, why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear, and I don't understand why people write these
checks. I got plenty money in the bank, and all my checks clear.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday. And that's the problem. How you going to try to give a look?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this?
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
So you wait, $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank. And if my check clear, you going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check.
Why would you write check? What, you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
You say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write no bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I'll tell you what you do. You pay the since you got all the money. And don't call me with this again.
When are we going to get this $250 and this $30?
Look, somebody from the church told me I wrote a bad check. I don't write no
You did write a bad check.
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you
Wait
did.
A minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasurer don't call me at church?
The treasurer is
the deacon.
Busy.
I ain't never know the deacon call nobody about no bad check. Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church, and you going to call me to my I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more. And if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we going to get this $250? This $280 is what we're looking for from you.
I wrote a check for $250.
And the,
you will not get $280.
You
put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me
and
come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money. What is the address on
Look
this
on
check?
The check?
I got it off the check.
I bet you you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250
I'm
plus 30.
Whatever I want to, okay?
No, you don't. You
yes,
know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday and... I'm going to make sure I find, because you the person I want to see.
You're going
to. And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him, because I don't believe my check bounced.
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you call me with this information.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this.
I'm
talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called me with this.
I told pastor when I get, but I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now?
You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
What did you say?
Baby, this is.
What did you say?
I say this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'm going to beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurry. No, she didn't. I'm going to that. I can't.
Oh, Lord, baby.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm serious, baby. I'm serious. Your check has not bounced. Going into church Sunday. And let's,
wait a minute.
We got a lot to pray
you
for.
You done called me, and I've been, oh, my God.
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Yep.
You're rocking with the best.
Coming to you live from the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Put your hand together and we sang a song that sounds like this. Everybody clap your hands.
Everybody,
driving. I feel the Holy Ghost moving. When you get together on one accord and begin to praise God, He'll step in and heal somebody. Y'all ain't said that. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Guitar player, can you play me that old quartet?
That's old, lady. The song says, "What a time." It will be when my Savior's face, one day I'm gonna see. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna sing tonight, y'all.
I found me a dance partner, and he ain't much taller than me. Come on. I want you to go somewhere with me in your music mind. And think about when we get there.
Yeah.
When we cross over. There'll be no more heartaches.
Oh, no.
No more pain. Somebody say, I got a mother going on. Got a father going on. That's okay. But most of all, somebody said most of all.
Most of all,
I want to see King Jesus, y'all. Listen.
What a time.
What a time.
It will be.
It will be.
When.
When I say.
Y'all better not get loud.
What a time,
what a time,
it will be,
it will be,
when
my Savior,
this is what the Joy Boys gonna do, y'all,
we're gonna
sing,
shout, bless his name,
come on, clap your hands and go with me just a little while.
It will be
when his face I'll
see,
gonna shout troubles over y'all.
Let me tell you something.
I can imagine in my mind he's gonna come down from heaven on high. Then we're going home, y'all, to be with him on high. What I like about it. The second verse right here. Then he's gonna separate the right from the wrong. All of his children were going home. What I like about it, we're gonna shake glad hands, gonna join the Christian band.
Thank you.
said it would be nothing. Said it would be nothing. Would I? A woman, all the ladies scream.
Gospel music at its best. We are right about 5 minutes, 5 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, my, that's Brother Tim Woodson. And those of you know those guys, you know those guys, right? All right. Yeah, that's them, Tim Woodson. All right, and we've got more coming your way right here from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quarantine contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, The Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. I want to thank all of you for it near so much for catching the wave. All right, well, look, today's going to be a beautiful day. And those of you, if you're out today and you walk into somebody and they say something that you know, it didn't correspond with your spirit, man, right? You know, they just wanted to try to cause you to get in a place where they try to steal your joy. You know how it is. When you're joyful, you're going to run into somebody say something that you wasn't expected to hear from them. Huh? But, you know, you got to realize who you are. You know, don't focus on who they are, but focus on who you are. And when you keep that mentality and understand that you have the power, you're more than a conqueror, then you can't allow the enemy to steal your joy. See, the enemy will send somebody your way to try to distract you and try to cause you to say something that you know you shouldn't have said. You know what it's like when you go to a grocery store and you're in line and there are several other people in line and then somebody's on their mobile phone and the cashier's waiting for to get the money so they can move along, but they're still on the phone talking. Have you been in line and experienced that before? And you're saying, what is wrong with you? Would you please go ahead and pay for your food so I can get out of here? Well, you know what I'm saying, huh? Then you get upset and say something out of the way and cause a little bit of drama. But, you know, what you have to realize, it's the enemy. He wants to steal your joy. So when you get out today, don't allow nobody. Nobody that steal your joy. Thank you again for catching the wave. Let's get back with more great gospel music. Again, our website, NFIRadio.com, or on Facebook Live, check us out, NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right. God bless you. Thank you for catching the wave.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight, we as a people will get to the promised land.
Go tell Pharaoh. Yeah, yeah. Go tell Pharaoh. Yeah. Racial injustice, equality. We coming out of this poverty. Get your knee off my neck. I can't breathe. No justice. You know we come from the dirt. Told me to last to be first. They're trying to make me a slave, but I'm a child of the king. Get your knee off my neck. I can't breathe. No justice. You know we come from the dirt. Told me to last to be first. Let's go.
go to the throne. He's right beside me. Hold my hand in the valley. Lost but they found me. I don't know where I'll be.
Yeah. I know you are for me, but sometimes it's hard to believe that you're working things out for me, but I can't see, I can't see. I'm walking with blindfolds on, but you're more sure than the ground that I stand on. I know that you won't cave, you won't cave in. So I trust you, even when I can't see the full plan. Everything seems to make no sense. I know that you're in control, in control. I trust you.
We gon' be alright. In these last days, evil times will come, and it's
here today.
Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Here today.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble the same.
Show me your feelings for people that pray.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done.
In the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it burn through the dark.
Hey! Even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout,
hey!
Cause we know after the night, we gon' be alright.
Hey, move this from together.
We gon' be alright.
Jump, get from me up, tell you what.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so don't you worry about it.
Oh, no.
Don't you cry about it.
Oh, no.
Hey, I believe I receive every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
Oh, Jesus.
We gon' be alright.
Trust me
you can trust
to bless somebody else.
Trust
to bless somebody.
Pastor Smokey Norville, my man.
Lord, send love. And every time you bless
the beautiful Erica Temple.
Anointed One,
catch the wave on the NFI.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy.
Yes?
This is one of your fans. I heard that you were in a bad accident.
Well, it's true.
Tommy, out of all of the things that you've gone through, is there anything that you would like to tell somebody today?
Yes. I would like to share this with you. The Lord have been good to me. He spared my life. And I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting. And I'm gonna keep my hands in God's hands.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I got caught between two tractor trails. The nurses, the police, they couldn't understand I was still alive. But what they didn't know, I had a visitor ride with me. And it's one more thing, what they didn't know, God is still working miracles. They rolled me to the ambulance, and as we rode down the highway, Lord have mercy, I begin to think about how good God have been to me. Begin to think about, I had a close call in my life. I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting in Him. But I just couldn't help myself. I just had to keep on thinking about, I had a close call in my life. And I don't know about you,
I had a close call,
I had a close call
in my life,
I had a close call.
then you'll shout.
You'll shout
when it hits you. Yes, then.
Yes,
and when that spirit moves you, you'll shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when it hits you, you'll holler. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, it comes out.
Yes, out.
If it's in you, yes, then.
Yes, indeed.
I think you'll shout.
You'll shout.
Jacket sends you. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
And when that joint starts jumping, you'll shout. Let me enter.
Hallelujah.
And when it hits you, you're going to holler, yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Hallelujah, when it hits you. You ought to pray, so my God can use you. doing this for them Dumas folks back there tonight. Let me stay right there.
Ain't it sweet just to know that one day we'll meet? Ain't it sweet just to know one day
that we'll all be here? Oh yes, we
over here.
One more. I gotta do one more. There's one more they used to do. And I gotta sing a little bit of this one for myself tonight. I ain't gonna even ask y'all, can I do it? I'm gonna do it anyway. But mother used to sing this one. Bo, let me sing it.
Bye.
In the morning
comes,
saints all over the building was waving their hands when she would say,
oh,
I'm talking about the saints of God,
Lord,
all of the saints, oh Lord.
We'll understand it better by and by. We are right at 15 minutes before the top of the hour, and what a time we've had. That's those Racy Brothers, and you're catching the wave from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're live. Thank you again so much. Remember, we are right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can join us on our website, NFIRadio.com, or on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. My pleasure. I want to thank all of you so much. Look, I'm going to be heading out of town this weekend for a major concert, and some of you may not know about it, but I'm going to give you more details, so stay right here on the radio network, and we'll give you all the info that you need to know if you're looking to go. Hello. I know that's right. Look, love all of you, and what a time we've had on this wonderful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And for those of you, your very first time catching the wave, we are not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. How many know he who wins souls is wise? And we're about winning souls, huh? All of the negative and all of the gossiping, it's not going to get you there. But when you go in the name of Jesus, decreeing, declaring that God's word is going to stand, you got to speak those things to be not as though they are. And when you speak it and believe it and walk in it, huh, trusting in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then you got to continually speak life out of your mouth, and it will manifest. Have you ever seen something manifest in front of you that you spoke earlier that day and you saw it happen right in the presence of you? somebody came and said something that you spoke earlier, and you said, oh, my God, isn't that powerful? Well, look, that's what you got to do. You got to keep your mind stayed on Jesus at all times, regardless of what's going on around the world. Just remember, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, and no man can get to the Father except he go through the Son, because it is impossible to please God without faith. So somebody that you know, and they say, well, I don't have to have faith. Well, if they're looking to please God, they're going to need it. All right. Well, look, my pleasure again. Thank you so much. I want to send a shout out my good friend. He's out there in New York. DK, Dexter K, God bless you, and his brother Dwight, want to send a shout-out to you guys. Raleigh, North Carolina, brother MacDonald Mann and Joe B. Cutchins. Joseph B. Cutchins in Franklin, North Carolina. He is the CEO of Cutchins Funeral Home. He's been there for many years. His father started him and his mom, and now he's continually a cure for the banner, and he is turning it over to his son. Isn't that wonderful? Keeping it in the family. All right, thank you again. Look, y'all be safe out there, and whatever you do, don't text, drive, be safe, huh? Because the life you save may very well be your own. Let's get back with more music coming up, more at the top of the hour, more great gospel music to 8 tonight. Thank you for catching the wave.
Gotta run. Hills get high, but I gotta run. Valleys get low, but I gotta run. Step gets real slow, but I gotta run. And I tell him I gotta run.
You never have to worry. You can join the choir, come on. Why don't you join the